The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking and welcome. This is the Business and Marketing Domination Show. And in this show, it's just a short one, but I wanted to talk to you about networking because networking is really important. And I think that a lot of people actually get it wrong because what happens is when people go out to a networking event, they go and they speak to the same three people that they spoke to last week and the week before, and then they spend the next 3 hours speaking to those people because they're nervous about going to speak to other new people. And by the way, all those other new people are also nervous about speaking to all the other new people. And so, you know, if there's 45 people in a networking event and you've got 45 minutes to go network, well, how many people do you think you should be speaking to? Well, the answer is, believe it or not, 45. Why not? Why not go and speak to all of them? Well, certainly as many as you can. But why go speak to one person for 10 minutes? And you've wasted that. You get through to four people. Whoopie-doo. You might as well not bother. So how can you improve that networking so that you're actually starting to get better results from it? Well, first thing is you've got to start measuring. First of all, count how many people are in the room. So if there's 45 people in the room, let's just set some targets. Let's go for 30. Let's go for 30. And let's say we've got 45 minutes in total for networking. So that gives us how long per person? If you can do the maths, it's a minute and a half. Well done. If you can't do the maths, don't worry. I struggle with maths too. So you've got 45 minutes to do 30 people. So what do? How do you get through 30 people in 45 minutes? This is how you do it. The conversation goes something like this. Hi, my name's Dan. What do you do? What business are you in? And the guy says, oh, my name's Bob. I'm a plumber. Great, Bob. And what are you here to network for tonight? Are you looking for anything specific? Yeah, I'm a plumber and I'm looking for more business. Oh, got it. Okay. And it's a networking, Bob, networking event. Are you looking to invest in property at any point? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm a property coach. Maybe we can catch up later next week, have a quick phone call and see if we can help each other. I've got clients who need plumbers. You, a plumber, needs property advice. Maybe we can help each other. Yeah, Dan, that'd be great. Great, Bob. So shall we book that in for Friday at 10 o'clock? I'll give you a quick chat. What's your phone number? Let me put it into my phone right here. Put it into my phone. Put his phone number in. I've now got a 10-minute phone call lined up for Friday at 10 a.m. That's awesome. He's now happy because he's thinking he's going to get some introductions to clients, which may actually happen, which is really good. And he's also going to get some free advice about property coaching and about, you know, the best things to do. It might be a potential client there, right? What about if Bob says no? What if Bob says, no, I'm not into property. I've just come here in order to find clients for my plumbing business. What do you do then? Would you go, oh, that's awesome, Bob. That's not a problem at all. But I tell you what, there's loads of people here. So now I know what you do. If I meet anybody that is interested in needing a plumber, I'm going to pass them your way. Would that be all right? And he's going to say, yes, of course, that's fine. And so that's brilliant. Nice to speak to you, Bob, and we'll speak to you soon. And I'm gone. I'm out of there. The idea here is we're going to qualify Bob in as a potential client or out as a non-potential client. That's all we're doing. And look, if Bob is deciding that he's not into property, he's just there for customers for his plumbing business, and I do bump into someone who's a property investor and we get onto boilers for whatever reason, we start talking plumbing, I'm going to introduce him to Bob. Of course I am. And I'm going to grab Billy Bob. Let's use a different name. Julie. I'm going to grab Julie and say, come on, Julie, come and meet Bob. Bob's a plumber and I think he can solve your problem. I'll go up to Bob. Bob, we talked about plumbers earlier and boilers and that sort of thing. Julie's got a problem. Maybe you can help her. Dan, that's awesome. Thanks very much. Do you think that's a positive experience from Bob's point of view? Do you think next time he goes and speaks to someone in that same room who says, oh, I'm looking for a property mentor that they're going to recommend me? Of course there is. So this is where we're qualifying people in or qualifying people out. And when you break that conversation down and you get used to having that level of conversation, that conversation takes like a minute and a half. And all you've done is booked an appointment to follow up and speak to him. Or you've qualified him out and said, look, great to speak to you. There's loads of people here. I want to go speak to them. And I'll catch up with you later, but I'll recommend you. Bob's going to be really happy with that. But this is the thing that most people get stuck with. They get into a conversation about, I don't know, the weather, the Brexit, the recession, whatever, all sorts of random stuff that's got nothing to do with networking or business. Because they've used that as an icebreaker, if you like. And so they end up in this conversation and 35 minutes later, they're trying to get out of the conversation. And they've spoken to like one or two people who's joined a group and that's it. Well, that's crazy in my book. That's not what networking events are for. And the reason why we start writing down how many people there and how many people you got spoke to you got to speak to us, because for next networking event, you can go do it again and start to improve. You've got to start practicing this conversation that you're having, though. Because if you're not practicing the conversation with yourself, with your partner, in front of a mirror, it's going to sound really wooden when you do it. And we don't want you to sound like that. We want you to sound really cool, calm and professional, like you're really good at what you're doing, and that you're on a mission. That's what the whole point of this is. You're on a mission to go network people. But you don't want to have the whole 30-minute conversation there and then. You want to book an appointment away from a networking event. A networking event is there for you. It's designed for you to go out and meet new people that you can then touch base with. Touch base, I hate that phrase. We're back to corporate bullshit, aren't we? But we're there to touch base. Let's touch base next week. We're there to speak to next week, so we can actually start to build a relationship. That's why we run networking events. That's why you should be running network events. Start to try it. Look, if you keep doing what you've already been doing, then you're going to get the same results. And I'm guessing that the results from a networking event are not working for you right now, because most people don't know how to do them right. So look, start taking action, start doing the networking right. It's really simple, but write it down in your own words so it comes out of your mind, if you like, and then say those words out loud and just start getting used to it. And you start to see that your networking efforts are starting to be improved. And we said this in a couple of videos. It's not the end result that's important. It's the process that's important. Because when you start doing the process right, the results will come automatically. You don't have to be really aggressive on going to get those results. Just do the process. Concentrate on the process. Enjoy the process. Get good at the process. And all those results are going to start coming all on their own. So look, I hope that's useful for you. If you like this video, just like it, subscribe, click like, share it as well, bang it out on Facebook, because other people need to know this as well. And I hope we can get to speak at some point, maybe at a networking event or maybe on Facebook or whatever. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.